Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Today we have basic pronunciation practice number 40, and we will be continuing our thoughts about going to the dentist and dental hygiene. Join me afterwards for the interactive part of this lesson where you will be doing some work. So first of all, let's meet Liz as she goes to the dentist. You will be hearing this dialogue two times. First at the normal speed, the second time at a slightly slower speed. And then we'll go into our interactive part of the lesson. Hello, Liz. What seems to be the problem? One of my small molars has been aching for a while. I was waiting and hoping that the pain would go away. But it hasn't. You were due to have an x-ray, so let's do that and then talk about all your teeth. Later. Ah, yes. You have quite a large cavity in the side of a molar. The hole in the enamel is small but deep. I'm afraid the pain won't go away until you have a filling. Oh, okay. I'm so disappointed. I brush and floss my teeth twice a day, and I avoid sugary food. I know you have good dental hygiene. Well, because you have a brace, it is hard to clean in between your teeth. And some people have cavities, root canals, abscesses, and even gingivitis, while other people don't have many problems. That seems unfair. It's to do with the level of bacteria in your mouth, which is affected by hygiene, diet, genetics, and even stress. I know that you have good dental hygiene because your teeth are healthy and your mouth is very clean. Generally speaking, brushing and flossing and avoiding sugar are the keys to cavity-free teeth. The good news is that soon we will be able to take off your braces. Your teeth are almost completely straight. That will be a big relief. Hello, Liz. What seems to be the problem? One of my small molars has been aching for a while. I was waiting and hoping that the pain would go away, but it hasn't. You are due to have an x-ray, so let's do that and then talk about all your teeth. Ah, yes, you have quite a large cavity in the side of a molar. The hole in the enamel is small but deep. I'm afraid the pain won't go away until you have a filling. Oh, okay. I'm so disappointed. I brush and floss my teeth twice a day, and I avoid sugary food. I know you have good dental hygiene. Well, because you have a brace, it is hard to clean in between your teeth. And some people have cavities, root canals, abscesses, and even gingivitis, while other people don't have many problems. That seems unfair. It's to do with the level of bacteria in your mouth, which is affected by hygiene, diet, genetics, and even stress. I know that you have good dental hygiene because your teeth are healthy and your mouth is very clean. Generally speaking, brushing and flossing and avoiding sugar are the keys to cavity-free teeth. The good news is that soon we will be able to take off your braces. Your teeth are almost completely straight. That will be a big relief. Okay, let's have a look at the interactive part of the lesson. I've chosen a couple of the sentences from the dialogue. The first one is, you are due to have an x-ray. To be due to have something or to do something means that it is time for you. So we'll take this sentence and you will change it a little bit to come up with a new correct sentence. So let's change the subject from you to she. So the verb to be also has to change, of course. Instead of an x-ray, let's say a baby. And let's follow that by the month of May. So we have she, instead of x-ray, a baby, and the month of May. I'll give you a few seconds to come up with that sentence. And the sentence should say, she is due to have a baby in May. Or you could say in the month of May. She is due to have a baby in May. So let's try sentence B. This is in the past, so remember to change the verb to be to the past. The subject is they. Instead of x-ray, we'll have an exam. And then we'll add to the sentence. At the end, we'll put a comma and simply say, but it was cancelled. But it was cancelled. So we have they, an exam, and then but it was cancelled. And the sentence is, they were due to have an exam, but it was cancelled. They were due to have an exam, but it was cancelled. Very good. The second sentence that you're going to change is, I brush and floss my teeth twice a day, and I avoid sugary food. I brush and floss my teeth twice a day, and I avoid sugary food. Okay, A. The subject changes from I to they. We have the verb to exercise. And the second verb is to eat well. Let's change twice a day to every day. We'll keep the verb to avoid. But instead of using sugary food, we will use fatty food. So we have they, plus the verb to exercise, the verb to eat well, every day, and finally, fatty food. And the sentence is, they exercise and eat well every day and avoid fatty food. They exercise and eat well every day and avoid fatty food. Okay, the last one, B. This will be in the past. The subject is he. Then we have the negative of the verb to eat. Instead of and, we will use or, plus the verb to sleep. Instead of every day, we have the word yesterday. And then after the past of the verb to avoid, we will simply say everybody. So there's a lot to remember in this sentence. We have he as the subject, the negative past of the verb to eat. We have the verb to sleep, plus yesterday. And we will finish the sentence with everybody. Let's see what you come up with. And the sentence is, he didn't eat or sleep yesterday, and he avoided everybody. He didn't eat or sleep yesterday, and he avoided everybody. Now, of course, you could say, he didn't eat and didn't sleep yesterday, and that is perfectly okay. It's just quicker and more natural sounding to say, he didn't eat or sleep. Very good. Well, as usual, I will finish off with a third reading of the dialogue at a normal native speed. Hello, Liz. What seems to be the problem? One of my small molars has been aching for a while. I was waiting and hoping that the pain would go away, but it hasn't. You are due to have an X-ray, so let's do that and then talk about all your teeth. Ah, yes. You have quite a large cavity in the side of a molar. The hole in the enamel is small but deep. I'm afraid the pain won't go away until you have a filling. Oh, okay. I'm so disappointed. I brush and floss my teeth twice a day, and I avoid sugary food. I know you have good dental hygiene. Well, because you have a brace, it is hard to clean in between your teeth. And some people have cavities, root canals, abscesses, and even gingivitis, while other people don't have many problems. That seems unfair. It's to do with the level of bacteria in your mouth, which is affected by hygiene, diet, genetics, and even stress. I know that you have good dental hygiene because your teeth are healthy and your mouth is very clean. Generally speaking, brushing and flossing and avoiding sugar are the keys to cavity-free teeth. The good news is that soon we will be able to take off your braces. Your teeth are almost completely straight. That will be a big relief. Well, thank you everyone for listening, and thank you for those of you who have been sending me lovely references for my upcoming website. I really appreciate your efforts. If you wish to contact me, you can always email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.